Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, May 27th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We're moving into the long Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will be traveling, going out, meeting friends and family, relatives. So we hope everyone has a great weekend. Mm-hmm. We should be back on Monday. Right now our internet is out again. So we don't have what we would call the best internet service provider locally anyway. But hopefully it'll be fixed soon. But we're looking forward to the weekend ourselves. Maybe go to a carnival on Monday night and get a little bit of carnival food.
First I've heard of that.
Yeah. Another breakthrough on Wing TV. So anyway, today we have Mr. Michael Langston. Anyone who's been watching Wing TV for the last week or two, we've been saying that, in our opinion anyways, this is the best new writer on the internet. We got to meet Michael last month out in Oklahoma City.
We got to spend like 3 or 4 days with him, hanging out and talking and going places. And he's just a super guy. Yeah. And he's really smart. And he's got his eye on what all these media people are doing. Right. He has maybe the largest collection of interviews I've ever seen anywhere.
And also, when we were out in Oklahoma City once, we were, this was the day of the anniversary. We're at the memorial, and I had parked Michael's car, so we're going back to the car, and we're walking down through the streets of Oklahoma City. So I say to him, I say, "Hey, Michael, where'd you park the car?" And he stops, frozen for a second, looks at me, and then he knew I was joking. But at the moment, it was pretty funny because he thought, "Oh no, where's our car at?" So
one of the best things that about him is his talent for writing. He's a powerful, prolific writer. He has important things to say. He's also a poet. And we're just so happy to introduce him to you. He's our friend, and he's our ally in the truth.
And he has courage. This guy has the courage to speak up. His latest article is going to be on the Wing TV homepage today and all weekend. So without further ado, we'd like to welcome Mr. Michael Langston. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, Michael.
All right. Thanks for that kind introduction.
Oh, well, it was a pleasure to meet you out there.
It's just the truth, Mike.
Yeah. And one of the best things about Michael is that we see someone, when he went to Oklahoma City, he said that was the first rally he had ever attended.
Right.
And he also now said that he'd like to maybe go to the 9/11 rally in September of this year. Also, he's now writing articles, he's calling into radio shows, and he's epitomizing what we tell people when we say become active,
well,
do more than you've done
before. The kinds of things we hope other people will engage in, too. Michael, what were your impressions of the OKC event?
Well, the only disappointment I had was the low turnout. Other than that, it was good.
Yeah, that's the same thing for in our regard too. Was the low turnout, and it just seems like there was nobody in the alternative media other than Visigoth and us and a few other sites that were promoting
Pat Shannon,
this.
Pat Shannon, the American Free Press.
Right. There was few other people.
Alex Jones had promoted that. A lot bigger turnout than what.
Oh,
it was.
I agree.
Now you're a GCN subscriber, right, Michael? Okay, so how do you feel now compared to how you used to feel about the things that are going on with this Alex Jones issue with the censorship?
Well, I'm very disappointed that he didn't have you two on as guests to talk about the book 9/11 on Trial. It's a very important book, and it deserves to be talked about. And I'm even more disappointed that he had censored calls. I tried to call into the show to talk about 9/11 on Trial, and he cut me off. And so I am very much disappointed compared to what I used to be in.
And you were telling us out in Oklahoma City that, I mean, you had bought hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of his videos, right?
Yes, I bought just about all of them. Yeah.
And you contacted him directly and sent him our book, too, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I sent him the book and some CDs with your radio interviews and a letter asking him to have you on his bed.
Did he respond?
And, I got no response from that at all.
Yeah. I mean, does this... I know. I mean, we know that Alex is a busy man.
Right.
We're busy people here, too. Does it boggle your mind or confound you that there's been no response, not only to you, Michael, but to anybody about these issues of censorship and so forth, not standing up to his word? I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's cowardly.
Yeah.
I think he's avoiding
Yeah. And I was thinking about this today that, you know, when we look at these people on the mainstream talk radio or on these pundits on the networks, and if it's a Republican, if it's someone with an R behind their name, then Republicans, the brainwashed Republicans, think that anything that this person says must be good because they have an R behind their name. Or if it's a Democrat, then the Democrats think that anything they say is right. So does that mean that just because someone has a P for patriot behind their name, that they should get a free skate and that they should be, that they're basically given a free rein to do anything?
They should be held accountable just like anyone else.
Yep.
Michael, some people now think that we are agents because Alex Jones said on his show that we're feds, and Rentz sort of backed him up. You met us personally in Oklahoma City, and you've talked to us a lot on the phone and by email.
Yes.
Are we feds?
That is the craziest thing that I have ever heard. And for anybody to be spouting that kind of lies, it's just utterly despicable.
Yeah.
I just can't tell you how contemptible it is.
And you know what it seems like to me, Michael, is that it's a desperate attempt to distract attention away from their wrongdoings.
Yeah.
What do you say to the people who say we should move on because this isn't an important issue? This is just dividing the movement.
Well, it gets back to this thing of accountability. If people are not held accountable for wrongdoing, that wrongdoing is just going to fester and get worse.
Right. So, well, I think a good way to put it is that, say we have a person that's censoring material. People say, oh, well, you know, let's overlook that. It's only the First Amendment, so it doesn't really, it's not that important. You know, let's move on. So then this person thinks, well, you know, I got away with that. Well, what if I start embezzling money from the company? What if I do that? I'll embezzle money. And people say, well, you know, he's only taking a few dollars here, a few dollars here, and he works really hard. So we can overlook embezzlement, right? So then the person goes out, and somebody calls into his show, and he knows where this person lives, so he goes over there and beats the hell out of him. And everyone says, well, you know, we can excuse that because the person did kind of call this guy on a carpet, so it's only assault. It's not really that big of a deal. So then a woman calls in. The guy finds out where she lives. He goes over and rapes her. And is, well, you know, it's only rape. You know, the lady did give him some crap. Finally, what if the guy goes out and kills somebody? I mean, how far does it end where we just excuse people from doing so? You know, should we just excuse censorship and wait until it escalates?
Well, I think one thing we need to remember is that at one time, the mainstream media was fairly upright and reported the news fairly well. But yet over time, they degenerated.
Yep.
Right.
So that same degeneration could also apply in the alternative media if they're not held accountable.
Right. It comes back to when history repeats itself, do we notice it? And a lot of people are not wanting to notice it. In fact, what some people have been telling me is it's not a matter that they disbelieve what we're saying. It's the fact that we're saying anything about it at all. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think you're right on.
Yeah. I mean, so what Lisa's saying is that instead of directing their anger at the person who's doing the wrong deed, the wrongdoing, they focus it on us for exposing it.
Right.
And what we enter is this infamous slippery slope. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we excuse one thing, and it's like that saying from, remember right after World War II, is first they came for the Polish and I didn't say anything. Then they came from the Catholics and I didn't say anything. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't say anything. Finally, they came for me and there was nobody else around to say anything. So at what point do we quit excusing wrongdoing and finally hold people accountable and say, wait, we want some answers for this action?
Well, it has to be nipped in the bud at the outset.
Thank you.
It just can't be allowed to continue.
Yeah. Now, Lisa was telling me, Michael, about someone that he's a writer on the Internet, writes for some very popular sites, has his own site, and he said that he doesn't want to enter into the fray and speak out about this because he's afraid of being publicly ridiculed and even blackballed from various sites. What do you think about that? There's such a fear element that it seems like we're resembling the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Well, how is that any different from the reporters in the mainstream media?
Yeah.
the sort of thing that Christina Borgeson pointed out in in her book.
Yeah, that's
You're
perfect.
Not free to report the truth.
Yeah.
Because if they did, they would lose their cushy positions.
Yeah, and it seems
I would say it would be an identical situation.
Yeah. And it seems like we have really predominantly two company men here that are exerting all the fear. One is Alex Jones, of course, on GCN, and the other is his fellow company man, Jeff Rentz, who's not only also on GCN but also has his Rentz.com website. And between these two, it seems like either all of the radio show hosts on this and other stations are afraid to speak out, and all the potential writers who have their articles published on Rentz are afraid to speak out because, as Rentz has shown before, he'll just blackball somebody and never let them appear again on his site.
Right.
Michael,
somebody yesterday
said to me, I'm really concerned with the direction the alternative media is taking us. Should the alternative media take the responsibility of leading people in any direction, or should it be the individual's responsibility to decide their own direction?
Well, obviously people should be responsible for their own thinking and not be dependent on someone to lead them in one way or another.
Right. I mean, people should be responsible for their own actions, but in the same breath, we need a watchdog to keep everybody honest, because if we don't do that among ourselves, if we don't clean our own house, how can we expect the mainstream media to clean their house? That's the height of hypocrisy if we go out and say, well, Dan Rather does this, and Peter Jennings does this, and Bill O'Reilly does this. But then if we're doing the same exact things ourselves, how can we live with that kind of hypocrisy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great.
I know you have some strong thoughts on the mainstream media and their role in covering up 9/11. Tell everybody a little bit about how you feel about the mainstream media.
Mainstream media is one of the most contemptible entities in our world today. We've got to understand that if it weren't for the corruption in the mainstream media, 9/11 could never have happened because they would have exposed it.
Right. And the people that were behind it relied upon not only the mainstream media to cover up what they did, but also they already had plants in the alternative media that were directing people in directions that led them away from the crux of this whole tragedy, and that is the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers.
And that's what the book 9/11 on Trial points out.
Yeah. Now, Michael, this new article you wrote today about Jeff Rentz, tell us how you came about writing this and the reason why.
Well, I observed the article, the hit pieces that have recently been posted there, and how they're all one-sided, how they're libelous. They're accusing you and Lisa of being government agents, which is absolutely absurd. He's posting no rebuttal. I've sent two letters of rebuttal already, and they're not posted. The only thing he'll post is letters that are in agreement with what he is saying there. And I just find it totally contemptible, and it makes me not trust anything else that he's saying.
Right. And do you think it has anything to do with the fact that they're both company men at GCN?
Well, yes. I think they're probably that Rentz may be doing this as a favor to Alex. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. It's like Alex can't go out there and speak about this himself because he doesn't want to draw more attention to it. So he goes around the end and has Jeff Rentz do his dirty work for him.
Yeah, and they're using fictitious names and anonymous postings. It's just totally cowardly.
Yeah.
Michael, I got an email very early this morning from somebody who says that I should be bigger than Alex Jones, and that the reason he isn't promoting this A-game video clip on his own website is because it's not ready for primetime viewing yet. He hasn't polished it up yet.
Yeah.
What's your take on the A-game, and do you agree with this writer?
I haven't actually watched that video, so I really don't know.
Okay. Well, let me just give you, just briefly, in it, Alex Jones uses a lot of profanity beginning in the very first seconds of the video. He doesn't defend the name of the God that he worships or the people that follow that God. The people that are around him are drinking, and they talk about their illicit drug use, and Alex is just laughing and joking along with them. And
see, that would be all right.
Yeah.
If Alex wants to do that, that's his own prerogative.
Right. But
to
it's so counter to the persona that he projects to his Christian patriot audience.
Yeah. And there's one other video that we added to that. If you go to the Wing TV homepage, click on Alex Jones Master Link. The third video down there, it's a bottom. It says Alex fake radio voice. And he's walking along the streets of Hollywood with this comedian. And Alex is talking in a normal voice. And the comedian finally says, Alex, isn't it a whole lot easier to just be yourself without having to go into this big persona where you puff your chest out and use this fake voice and all that? And Alex got visibly disturbed because he didn't want people to see there was this big distinction between Alex and then when he goes into his Rush Limbaugh shtick for his radio show. And it was very telling to see that you know, what he is off camera is certainly not what he is on camera. And I think you can tell, Michael, from meeting us and hanging out with us for about 4 days in OKC, is what you saw out there is pretty much what you see on camera, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think Alex Jones has become very egotistical, even though he tries to say that he isn't. But sadly, I believe that he has become very...
Yeah.
There's a lot of cognitive dissonance regarding the government and the mainstream, but we've encountered quite a bit of it in the alternative media and patriot and truth and freedom movement circles, too. Are you encountering that, too?
Yeah, people just refuse to believe that their idol can do any sort of wrong.
Yeah, and I think Lisa made the best point about this a few days ago, is that people... as they're growing up and we're told, I mean, I remember when Walter Cronkite was still doing the CBS Evening News, and then, of course, Dan Rather, but, you know, when we find out that our schools have lied to us, that our government leaders have lied to us, our media has lied to us, our religious figures have lied to us, our civic leaders, everybody has lied to us, so we finally move into this alternative media, this truth movement, and we put all our eggs in this basket, and we've been disappointed so many times, let down so many times, that finally when we see that these people that we've entrusted with everything are acting exactly the same as the mainstream media, it's such a huge disappointment that they can't accept it. They'll do anything to keep somebody on their pedestal that they won't turn away.
They're willing to live with an illusion rather than face the truth.
Yeah.
What does it take, do you think, for people to see and accept the truth? I mean, what did it take for you?
You just have to open your eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you started getting more involved in all these matters with the Iraq War. That's what you were telling me on the phone last night.
That's when I woke up to the extent of how bad things really are.
Yeah. Well, Michael, it's so good to have people like you out there, people that are opening their eyes. That's what we say every day at the end of this show, is keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on. And we also say that just having knowledge or just obtaining information isn't enough. One of the biggest...
And it's certainly not a movement.
Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest fallacies is that knowledge is power, or information is power. And that's absolutely incorrect, because information only becomes power when it's followed
by
action. And people tell us, they say, well, you know, we have to just let Alex go because he did, or we have to let Jeff Renz go because they did give us a lot of good information. Well, so what? What is that information doing if you're not following it with action?
Right.
I mean, that's the key to
what
everything,
do you think about
with action.
That's exactly right. Without action, nothing is accomplished.
Yeah.
What about the people who are afraid of getting arrested if they protest? I mean, should that be a reason, fear? Should fear be a reason not to get out there in the street and protest?
Well, the consequences of not doing anything are a lot worse.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's very well put. Well, Michael, we're running down here. We have a long video here, a long footage that Lisa put together. So we just want to thank you very much for coming on our show today, also for writing the articles, for becoming active, and you're someone that everyone should be very proud of, an example for.
Quickly,
everybody.
Michael, tell everybody your website.
It's 911verses.com.
Okay.
We missed saying that at the beginning.
Yeah.
911, the number 911verses.com.
Yeah,
check out Michael's site. He's got wonderful poems on there and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. Well, Michael, keep up the good work and enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, okay?
Well, thanks, Victor and Lisa.
All right. Take care. Thanks
Talk
a lot.
Talk to you soon, Michael.
Now, folks, the moment a lot of you have been waiting for. Lisa put together this video. This is our Jeff Rentz video since he wanted to wage in on this whole thing. We never brought Rentz's name into it until he started running those bogus articles. So we have the secret or the long-awaited Jeff Rentz video.
Yeah, also check out our new friend's website, revereradionetwork.com. There are a bunch of 30-something-year-old guys doing grassroots radio, and they're trying to reach out to different audiences and tell the truth about what's going on, and we applaud their efforts. revereradionetwork.com. And thanks to everybody who's emailing us, including John and Dorothy in Texas.
Right.
We love you guys. They're watching us every day, and they're sending us regular feedback.
Right.
We appreciate it.
We'll see you on Monday. Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.
Have a great one.